Plans for the insurgency are being hastily formed, and the Enhancees are safely on their way to Earth. And, on a planet far from Darien, a cyborg knight of the Legion of Avatars rests on a cold sea bed, considering the failure of its droid agent. It decides that it will have to take action itself, and, after repairing its damaged biomechanisms, the knight engages its engines and blasts up out of the depths of the sea, heading for the stars. Book 2, The Orphaned Worlds, begins a few weeks after the end of Seeds of Earth. Brolturan forces, directed by the Hegemony ambassador Kuros, are now in de facto control of the Darien colony. Colonial politicians form an interim government that's clearly subservient to the Brolturans, who increasingly come to resemble occupiers. Greg Cameron has been organising the resistance, which has set up a more permanent camp in an ancient Uvovo stronghold inside Tusk Mountain in the mountains to the north. Robert Horst, at the behest of the construct, is on a mission into the depths of hyperspace in search of the Godhead, hoping to negotiate an alliance against the Legion of Avatars and its agents. Accompanied by a simulacrum of his daughter, Rosa, their AI ship takes them down through the strange, bizarre, dangerous, or scarcely comprehensible levels of hyperspace. The Rosa sim dies tragically in a fight with a lone Legion cyborg, after which Robert meets the Intercessor, an emissary from the Godhead. It sends him onwards to a pocket universe, supposedly the final stage before meeting the Godhead, but it turns out to be a deadly one-way trap. Cao Chi has left Darien with Silvera, an Earth Sphere agent who wants to find out more about the lost colony on Pyre and how the Sun-Eye corporate monoclan took it over. They travel first to the Raug system, then on to Pyre, during which Silvera learns how Cao Chi's forebears were a splinter group that escaped Pyre decades before. On Pyre, they find out how the colonists struggled to exist under conditions of resource rationing and the brutal oppression of off-world criminal gangs sanctioned by the Sun-Eye monoclan. Ambassador Kuros now holds sway over most of the Darien colony, and the interim colonial administration follows his instructions to the letter. However, a senior advisor arrives from the Sendrukan hegemony homeworld, the clarified Teshak, who is a Sendrukan wholly controlled by an AI. He exerts a harsh authority over Kuros while putting his own implacable plan into action. Teo Carlson was with Catriona on Niviesta looking after Malachi Ash, the captured mercenary who was found to be human from a world called Tigra, the third lost human colony world. Both Teo and Ash are snatched by a stealth team from Tigra, but are then freed by renegade Tigrans led by a Captain Gideon. Teo accompanies them to a rendezvous with a retired veteran Tigran officer who lives long enough to pass on information about a long-past conspiracy before tragically expiring. This knowledge still further alienates the renegades from the leadership on Tigra, whose pro-hegemony policies had angered them. When Cao Chi and the agent Silvera arrive back in the Raug system, they find that several senior commanders and leaders of Cao Chi's own people have been abducted by a mercenary assault ship bearing Marshal Becker, the Tigran's overall military commander. The abduction was intended as a warning to the human enclave to avoid involvement in wider affairs. The Raug, affronted by such a gross violation, send one of their own vessels off in pursuit, with Cao Chi aboard to assist.